after U.S. President Donald Trump announced ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed in an overnight raid. There are questions this morning around what this will mean for ISIS and whether or not the terror group will attempt to retaliate. Joining me now is former strategic analyst at CSIS, Phil Gursky. Phil, thank you for being here today. He was America's most wanted man with a $25 million bounty on his head. What do we know about Baghdadi?
Well, he's been around for quite some time, Ben. He actually became an anti, I guess, U.S. terrorist way back in the early 2000s after the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003. He was imprisoned by the Americans in the infamous Camp Buka prison. He got out and he essentially went from being an al-Qaeda guy to creating his own terrorist group, which was originally the Islamic State in Iraq, which then morphed into ISIS. And then in 2014, he declared himself a caliph. And at that point, you saw the inspiration for tens of thousands of people, including Canadians, to travel to Iraq and Syria and join ISIS. And we all know what ISIS was all about. So he was a significant figure.
A significant figure who, as you said, not only created ISIS, but a de facto quasi-state. And yet we're already hearing that he's been replaced as the leader of ISIS.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I don't really follow up on who's who in the zoo when it comes to leadership, but these groups planned for this. Like, they knew that he had a bounty on his head. They knew that American Special Forces and everybody, for that matter, would be after him. So they do their planning, the succession planning, so that when the inevitable happens and these people die in a firefight or die from liver cancer, they've got someone to replace them. So it doesn't really surprise me that there was somebody waiting in the wings to take over as soon as al-Baghdadi died.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said America is more secure following Baghdadi's death. But could this raid prompt either retaliation from ISIS, or could the language that Donald Trump used in describing Baghdadi's death, could that be used to galvanize support and perhaps increase recruitment?
That's a really good question, Ben. I would push back a bit on Mike Pence's remarks. You look at Baghdadi's dead. I always say a dead terrorist is a good terrorist. He doesn't pose a threat anymore. But, you know, ISIS's death has been, you know, widely exaggerated. There's tens of thousands of people who still support the ISIS brand. And whether or not they're going to be galvanized into action because of anything that Donald Trump said or the way in which he was killed, I don't know if that's significant. They're planning things irregardless of whether Baghdadi is dead or alive. So, you know, Islamic State is one of a number of terrorist groups in the region that's been active for many years. And the removal of one important figure is not going to mean the end. Any more than when bin Laden was killed in 2011 didn't mean the end of al-Qaeda. We're talking about al-Qaeda 2.0 right now, or 3.0. So let's check our evaluations here and our assessments and be a little more careful in deciding what this really means. Again, he's dead, that's good, but ISIS still lives on.
Last question for you, Phil. What is more significant, the death of the leader of a group like ISIS, or the release of hundreds of battle-hardened terrorists that were being held by the Syrian Kurds who had to give up defending those prisons in order to defend themselves?
I would say much more the latter, Ben, because what you've done is you've made people who are really hardened jihadists, they're hardened terrorists, you've given them liberty to go and plan more attacks. Baghdadi's death won't make a difference in the organization, but the fact that they've been rejuvenated by new blood, or maybe shall I say old blood, is a very significant happening, as you allude to.
All right, Phil Gursky, a lot to chew on this morning. Thank you very much for your insight.
My pleasure. Thank you.